From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Bloch.
And I'm Michelle Norris. When you picture someone playing the blues, you imagine someone who's been through the school of hard knocks. I got me a booty woman. Man with bell on me. Well, the person singing there has been to school, all right. High school. He's 16 years old. He sings like a man and manhandles his guitar, but when he and his fellow bandmates break into giggles, it's clear they're all kids. The three Perry siblings are 9, 14, and 16 years old, and they call themselves the Homemade Jams Blues Band. Home for them is Tupelo, Mississippi. That's where they recorded their CD, Pay Me No Mind. It's where they make their instruments by hand. And it's where they caught an early case of the blues listening to their father's collection of B.B. King recordings. The oldest, Ryan, picked up the guitar at age 7. His brother followed with an electric bass, and their baby sister rounded out the trio when she picked up drumsticks. The three are now regulars on the blues festival circuit. The three siblings that make up the Homemade Jams Blues Band are here with me in Studio 4A, and we should note that that's Jams, J-A-M-Z. They're here along with their parents, Trish and Renaud, who drove them to Washington. Welcome to Studio 4A. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Thank you. Now, I want to hear a little bit about these instruments. They're incredible. I want you to tell me a little bit about what you play and your role in the band. I'm going to begin with you, Kyle.
I'm playing a six-string muffler guitar, and I'm the bass player in the band.
A muffler guitar. We're going to hear more about that in just a little bit. This is no guitar like I've ever seen. And Kyle, how old are you?
14.
Okay. And Taya?
I'm 9.
And you play?
I play the drums.
Ryan?
I'm 16 years old, and I play the six-string electric guitar, muffler guitar.
Again, that muffler guitar. We'll hear more about that in a minute. Now, how did you come together as a band? Because it's one thing to listen to the blues, but when did you decide that you wanted to play music? And I guess first it was just the two of you, Ryan and Kyle, right?
Yes, I was playing the guitar. I was putting guitar lessons, and I was doing, you know, pretty well in it. I was learning notes, though. And the material that, you know, he was teaching me wasn't what I wanted to learn. I wanted to learn blues. I wanted to learn, you know, B.B. King, Albert King, Stevie Ray Vaughan, all those artists. So I believe I went through three instructors in the, three, 4 years. And one day, my dad then became a police officer, and he found this old blues player by the name of Jabbo, and he persuaded in his uniform to...
I should note that the quotation marks wiggled your fingers. He persuaded.
Persuaded. He was, I believe he was on duty when he persuaded him to, you know, to teach me a little bit. And the next weekend, I was on his front porch learning the blues, and that was one of the best days I've ever had, and he was teaching me everything that I needed to know, everything that I wanted to know, and it was just great.
Renaud, I have a question for you.
Yes.
Ryan said that you persuaded him to sit down with your son. You were working as a police officer. It sounds like there's a story there.
Right. Well, I used to be a police officer, and I knew that if I go to this guy's house as just a regular person, he was going to say no. That is what I kept running into all the time. Most artists that has a unique talent, such as the blues, they're really old and cranky, and they don't want to deal with kids at all. So, you know, I said, well, I'm on duty. I'll swing by there in my police car and my uniform, and he was out cutting grass, and we laugh about it today, but when he saw me pulled up, he said he, you know, his mind got to racing, like, man, what have I done, you know? And he got to thinking, you know, and so I got out the car, and I said, hey, are you Jabbo? He's like, yes, sir, I'm Jabbo. And I said, well, I have a 12-year-old that can play already, you know, but he really wants to play blues. And, of course, he wanted to tell me no, but, you know, by me being in that uniform, he's like, well, just bring him by on Saturday. And I did, and they rocked that porch, I mean, they had that porch going in no time. And at the end of the session, that man looked at me and said, you know, this kid, I want to teach him everything I know. And that's how it happened.
So you did what you had to do.
I did what I had to do.
So, Kyle, did you take lessons from Jabbo also?
I did take lessons from Jabbo. He taught me, you know, how to finger pick bass pretty good. Taught me on bass lines that I was having trouble with, and he just helped me out.
Well, I'd like to hear some music from you. Your father, Renaud, wrote all the songs on the CD except one, 10 of the 11 songs. We're going to hear Penny Waiting on Change, which is a great song. And Taya, tell us what the song is about.
Well, it's about, I don't really know. I just sit back there and play the drums.
Well, let's hear it.
All right.
Hello, everybody. Well, I ain't never been hurt this way. Hello, everybody. Well, I ain't never been hurt this way. See, I woke up this morning feeling like $1 million. But before the sun fell, I felt like a penny waiting on change. Listen there. Woman came by my house today with tears pouring down her face. She said, man, you better sit down before you fall down, cause this here news is gonna knock you flat on your face. Woke up this morning feeling like $1 million. Now I just feel like a penny weighing on change. Said, man, the woman ain't coming back home. Cause her husband took my place. Should have seen the look on my face.
Taya and Kyle Perry. They are the Homemade Jams Blues Band, and they're assisted by their father, Renaud, on the harmonica. Now, Ryan and Kyle, when you introduced yourselves, you said you both play muffler guitars. These guitars that you're playing are unlike anything I have ever seen. Can you describe that for me?
Well, it's just The muffler right here is the body of the guitar.
And we should say a car muffler. A car muffler that you normally find under the chassis of a car. Yes.
And basically what we did was bolted on the neck, took the electronics from a regular guitar, and just shoved them in the body of this muffler. On the back of it is a license plate covering the giant hole that we cut in it. And we have exhaust tips that we put at the end of the guitars.
Okay, and they're both hanging from your shoulders via seatbelt straps.
Yes, via seatbelt straps.
Now, when your father hands you these lyrics, as we said, he wrote the lyrics, wrote actually most of the songs on the CD. The lyrics are very adult. It must be a little bit odd for you to sing some of these songs. I mean, you're singing about life experiences that I'm assuming that you have not yet had.
No, not yet. Not yet. But it's just putting yourself in the frame of mind. You know, when he hands me a sheet of music and I get the subject, he shows me how to sing it. So in my mind, I'm thinking, okay, you know, say the song's about this guy losing his woman. He hands me the music, say, okay, I'm a guy, I just lost my woman. How am I going to sing this? How am I going to play this? How, you know, how's the mood of the song going to, you know, be?
But, you know, I've always heard that you have to live the blues to be able to sing the blues. You have to know what it's like to have somebody step on your heart, to know what it's like to have hungry children at home that you can't feed, to have lost your job and your best friend and had your dog run over by a pickup truck all on the same day. How do you actually sing the blues if you haven't lived the blues?
To this day, I still don't know. I think it's just a talent, that a natural talent that we all have, a God-given talent. And I think we're all grateful to have that talent. And hopefully none of those experiences will hit us too hard if we have them. But if they do, you know, they'll do nothing but help us in our career.
Ryan Perry, Taya Perry, Kyle Perry, assisted on harmonica by Dad, Renaud Perry, and assisted by Mom, Trish, who helped get you here. Thanks so much for being with us. This is the Homemade Jams Blues Band. Their CD is called Pay Me No Mind, and can you take us out with that title track?
No problem.
All right, guys.
You can watch a video of the band performing with their muffler guitars, and you can hear two more songs they played for us. You'll find that in the music section of our website. That's npr.org.
All right. Two pretty women sitting over yonder. I never look my way.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.